Tyrone, I've been thinking we should plan on having a poetry slam next year. I ran the idea past Deandra. She's one of the shyest sisters in our class. At least, she was when school got started. Anyway, I figure if she's into the idea, everybody else should be down with it. Next thing I need to do is pitch it to Mr. Ward, see if he can get the principal to go for it. Man, I would love to get in some guys from Bronx Science or one of them other special schools and turn them into toast at a poetry slam. There's no way they'd beat us. They wouldn't even know what hit them.
Amy Moskowitz. Amy. The name is petite. Like me. It's also soft. I'm not. Just ask Tyrone, or Deandra, or Sterling. Better yet, ask my father. He thinks I'm so tough I don't need anybody. Not even him. He didn't always treat me that way. He used to handle me more like China. But then Mom left to start another family. Without us. After the divorce, Dad decided we both needed to toughen up, that we needed to learn to stand on our own. I thought he meant together. 2 years ago, I got sick at school and he was called in to take me to the hospital. Apparently, I had appendicitis. I was doubled over with pain. Tears streaming down my face, and he wouldn't even put his arm around me. He just walked beside me, stiff as a 2x4, asking, "Are you okay?" every couple of minutes. Jerk. Would it have killed him to touch me? To help me up the hospital stairs? Never mind. I won't bother needing anyone like that again. Too bad my father's not more like Mr. Ward. His daughter goes to the school, and I saw the two of them in the cafeteria the other day. I hear they have lunch together 3 times a week. Anyhow, there they were in the lunch line. Him with his arm draped over her shoulder, the two of them blabbing away like old buddies. She was bent over a little from the weight of her backpack, I guess, and when he noticed, he slipped it off and carried it for her. She smiled up at him and gave his waist a squeeze, and I felt my stomach turn. For about a minute, I hated that girl.